Chapter 4, as we continue our study of this prophet. Just to give you a resume thus far, you'll remember that Ezekiel was from a priestly family, and he lived in the time when God's patience wore thin, and he at last allowed the enemies of Israel to prevail against her, and they were carried into captivity. He himself was carried into captivity in Babylon and came to dwell in a place by the river Kibar called Tel Aviv. And there God called him to be a great prophet, and he saw this great vision of the cherubim, which had been symbolically represented in the ark, in a more vivid and animated form, moving away and showing the power of God as something that was not located in Jerusalem but was mobile in the earth. And indeed, it came as if it were a great windstorm, chapter 1, verse 4, out of the north. So that this great judgment that is to come upon the people of God is to be associated with the Lord's coming. This is His doing. And then after that, you'll remember that Ezekiel's call to office was one in which there were repeated emphasis upon the hardness of their hearts, their unwillingness to listen, and upon the difficulty of his task. And this was signified in a number of different ways. One, of course, was the scroll he ate, sweet to taste, but not so sweet on the stomach. And there were also these delays before he was actually to begin his work. The very fact that God spoke to him so repeatedly before he ever really commenced his work underscored the difficulty, you might say, the unthankful task that lay before him. Well, now in chapter 4, the prophet is beginning his work. And I want to read this chapter first, and then we'll comment upon it. Now, son of man, take a clay tablet, put it in front of you, and draw the city of Jerusalem on it. Then lay siege to it. Erect siege works against it. Build a ramp up to it. Set up camps against it, and put battering rams around it. Then take an iron pan, place it as an iron wall between you and the city, and turn your face toward it. It will be under siege, and you shall besiege it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Then lie on your left side and put the sin of the house of Israel upon yourself. You are to bear their sin for the number of days you lie on your side. I have assigned you the same number of days as the years of their sin. So for 390 days you will bear the sin of the house of Israel. After you have finished this, lie down again, this time on your right side, and bear the sin of the house of Judah. I have assigned you 40 days, a day for each year. Turn your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and with bared arm prophesy against her. I will tie you up with ropes so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have finished the days of your siege. Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt. Put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side. Weigh out 20 shekels of food to eat each day and eat it at set times. Also measure out a sixth of a hin of water and drink it at set times. Eat the food as you would a barley cake. Bake it in the sight of the people using human excrement for fuel. The Lord said, in this way the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I will drive them. Then I said, not so, sovereign Lord. I have never defiled myself. From my youth until now, I have never eaten anything found dead or torn by wild animals. No unclean meat has ever entered my mouth. Very well, he said, I will let you bake your bread over cow manure instead of human excrement. He then said to me, son of man, I will cut off the supply of food in Jerusalem. The people will eat rationed food in anxiety and drink rationed water in despair. For food and water will be scarce. They will be appalled at the sight of each other and will waste away because of their sin. Now there is, as usual among the commentators, disagreement as to whether or not we are to take this literally. Did the prophet Ezekiel actually lay on his side for 390 days and then again 40 days beyond that? 430 days in total? Or was it that every day for 430 days, he came out and reenacted this scene so as to attract the attention of the people? Or is he really relating a vision of what the Lord told him to do and retelling it to the people? I'm not sure that there's any way that we can finally decide that. Some argue that because of what it says in chapter 8, verse 1, where it says, in the sixth year, in the sixth month of the fifth day, I was sitting in my house. And if you calculate that from what it says in Ezekiel earlier, some say that this demonstrates that he wasn't laying there all that time on his side. I personally don't know if we can even decide such a question. I rather incline to think that he did literally enact this as a kind of acted out parabolic way.